welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service of the Australian Government, the Department of Space Services, in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 92. That's 92. And the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 37. And those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future. So it just means as we move through the latter phase of solar cycle 24, high frequency conditions on multi-hop paths on darkness or semi-darkness routes on long distances on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will not be very reliable. The current sunspot cycle is not expected to be deleted until around mid-2017. The present cycle was earlier predicted to be closing down in 2016, but that has now been varied. So it looks like mid-2017 is when the present solar cycle will disappear and the new cycle will start. Now some shortwave station news. The ABC's inland shortwave service to the Northern Territory has been off the air recently. All three transmitters have not been heard for a period of some time. They are at Alice Springs, Tennant Creek and Katherine. It's unclear as to whether this outage is permanent or whether it's only a temporary measure. They will keep you informed. So six frequencies are used by the three transmitters and they're currently off the air. Radio Australia at Shepparton has been making adjustments to its transmitter operations recently, and there was a period recently when the station was off the air for several days. So it's not known what the future of Radio Australia is likely to be in the months ahead. Now, in the meantime, some shortwave station news. In Europe, Radio Bangladesh Betar has been giving quite good reception for various language transmissions. They include Nepali 1315 to 1345 on 9455, Urdu from 1400 to 1430 on 15505, Hindi 1515 to 1545 again on 15505, Arabic between 1600 and 1630 on 7250, Bangla also on 7250 from 1630 to 1730, English on 13580 in the 22-metre band, 1745 to 1900, and finally, Bangla, also on 13580 from 1915 to 2000. Now, Radio Al-Mukhtar by the TDF transmitting facility at Issedun in France. Signal's been heard by European monitors on 15205 between 1500 and 1530 in Arabic on Tuesdays only, and 1530 to 1600 in Tigrinya also on Tuesdays. Another station being heard in Europe from the TDF Issedun relay station in France is Radio Republique Africaine. One frequency, 15480, 1800 to 1830, to Southern Africa in Kurundi, and 1830 to 1858 on the same frequency, also to Southern Africa in French. Now, the Voice of Greece has been heard by European monitors, 9420 and 9935 between 0600 and 0658. And that includes 3 minutes news in various languages, including Serbian, Romanian, Spanish, Russian, Albanian, and Arabic. Occasionally, Polish and Italian news. Those services are given in that transmission segment. Guinea. Weak to fair signals noted in Europe from Radio Guinea at Conakry on 9650 around 0730 and also at 1615 with French language programs, of course, for domestic reception in West Africa. Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation has been heard in Europe, Tanzania, on 11735 with 50 kilowatts. Station noted between 1500 and 2100 in Swahili to Central Africa. Sometimes English is broadcast in that time period, 1800 to 1808. And the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation noted 11750 from the Trincomalee transmitting station, 1630 to 1830, to the Near Middle East in Sinhala, an antenna 125 kilowatts, beam 345 degrees, relaying the program known as City FM. So that's some information from European technical monitors concerning stations in various countries. Now, some monitoring information made here in Melbourne recently. Good reception in our mid-afternoons on the 7, 9 and 11 megahertz bands. And this is the summary of notable frequency occupancies in this time span, 0430 to 0500, made on location at a place known as Westerfolds Park in Templestowe in Melbourne's outer east, using the small Eaton E5 receiver and 3 metres of random antenna. 7330 Radio Romania International in Romanian, and 7335 Radio Marti Greenville in the USA in Spanish. 31 metres, 9420 Voice of Greece in Greek, 9535 Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish, 9545, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation domestic service with E-mode propagation, and that's in local languages. 9660, the Vatican Radio via Santa Maria de Galleria with French programming. 9790, China Radio International from the Havana, Cuba relay station in Chinese. And 9955 USA, Radio Slovakia International via the WRMI transmitting station in Spanish. 25 metres, 11520 USA, WEWN in English,
and two frequencies for the Overcomer Ministry, both from WRMI, 11540 and 11580. And 11620, China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese. And on the next frequency, 11625, the Vatican Radio via the Madagascar Relay in French. And 11640, Radio Taiwan International in Chinese. And on 11660, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic. And 11670, All India Radio, also with Arabic. And Radio Nacional, Brasilia, on 11780 with its domestic program. And 11820, Madagascar, the Deutsche Welle station, Germany, broadcasting from the Talata relay station in English. And 11860, Saudi Arabia, Radio Sana, relaying the radio, the domestic service of the Yemen radio in Arabic from a transmitting site in Saudi Arabia. And another frequency for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 11925 in Turkish. And 11965, China National Radio Network 5, same program as on 11620 in Chinese. And finally, 12085, Radio Cairo in Egypt in Arabic, but with poor modulation on this frequency, suggesting a transmitter malfunction. So good reception here in Melbourne recently during our mid-afternoon, and those signals were between 0430 and 0500 in Melbourne's outer east on location at Westerfolds Park in Templestowe. And those conditions should continue as we move through the September period.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.